Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I would have a hard time getting nominated. I'm a realist, and I understand how the primary system works. So I would like to see if there's somebody that emerges that I think would be a strong candidate in the Republican Party for president. If somebody does emerge that I believe can win, then I would probably support that person. And if I think we're truly desperate, then I may run.
Wow. Is Rudy Giuliani saying he's not going to run unless, of course, he decides to run. The 2012 presidential race is where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Apologies for the hoarseness. There's nothing wrong with me other than my voice appears to have headed left. If you were listening to the last hour, you know that there are a few moments left and right here as I turn around the corner where it didn't sound like I had full strength in my voice, and I don't, but I don't. I'm not sure why, frankly. So we'll work around it. That's not the important thing. The important thing is that we have a grasp of what's going on in the world of talk radio in the next hour, and the presidential race is certainly front and center. The 2012 presidential race with Rudy Giuliani, he's keeping his options open. And that makes for an interesting story. As he said, he likes some of the people, like Rick Perry, but he's not ready to endorse him or any other candidate right now. I don't know. There are a lot of people that seem to like this guy. Can't quite understand why. If you want to exchange thoughts, 800-510-8255. Help yourself. From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talk to Eugene Robinson, who works at the Washington Post, and to Chuck Todd, who's a reporter on NBC, about the president's sinking approval rating.
You look at the polling data throughout the NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll, it's just about as bad as it can get for the president. Just when you think there's not a silver lining to save this man from political doom.
And
one termitis, as Maureen Dowd was starting
there's
to put the first shovel,
shovel
of dirt on his grave, political grave. Well, suddenly, out of the West rides the cavalry for Barack Obama in the form of Josh Brolin. Imitating George W. Bush and running the state of Texas. Yes, I'm talking about Rick Perry, a man that couldn't win a swing state if his life depended on it, if his horse's life depended on it, if in fact he does have a horse. Rick Perry now at 38%, Mitt Romney at 23%, Rand Paul 9%, Michelle Bachmann 8%, and Michelle Bachmann's former campaign manager saying,
bye-bye.
I've seen him last night, bye-bye. So the Obama people have to be looking at this poll going, well, you know, this poll, it kind of sucks for us, but hey, we at least got that Perry guy running against us.
Yeah, no, they have to be saying, look, this poll really sucks. And there's a new Washington Post poll out, too, that really sucks for the president. But here comes Rick Perry, and I think at the White House they have to be saying, you know, bring him on. You know, you and your horse, come on in, because I'm with you, Joe. I don't see how Rick Perry can win a general election, given what he wrote in his book last year, not even a full year ago, given the views that he is known to hold, that he's going to tell people about, because that's who he is.
Chuck, am I being too harsh on it? I mean, again, I'm sure I like Rick Perry. I'm sure would love going to the movies and maybe coffee shop afterwards, just sit and talk about old times. But I'm just looking at this guy as a general election candidate, and I just really couldn't design a much worse general election candidate. Unless, of course, we're talking about Michelle Bachmann or other Republicans in the race.
You know, I did my own little survey of Team Obama over the last 3 or 4 days on this question. I said, what do you want? You want to run against Perry, or do you want to run against a strong Rick Perry that comes out of the Republican primary that sort of doesn't get stopped, right? He's at this, he's 38%, and this is the largest number any Republican's gotten in the primary field so far. Or do you want to run against a Romney after he's had to basically claw his way to the nomination, ripping Perry to shreds, trying to get to the nomination? And more of them seem to lean to saying, I'll take a weakened Romney who had to claw his way, fight to the right to beat Perry, than a strong Perry. Because, you know, I had somebody say to me this, a Democrat who's with a lot of knowledge of the Obama campaign, say, you know what, when the country, when the American public feels a little bit unsure, uneasy, a guy that'll shoot a coyote in the face with a handgun, as crazy as that can sound to some, you know, they want some tough guy rhetoric. So, they're not dancing in the streets saying, bring Rick Perry on. I think they, in a weird way, would rather face a weak Romney than a strong Perry.
Wow. Rick Perry is unelectable nationally. Great for you in Texas. If you love the guy, you can have him. I'm about as strident on that as I am with them both. We have very weak candidates. The Republicans have maybe Giuliani is the answer. As much as I'm not really much of a fan, Michael Bloomberg made it clear what his intentions were. So maybe former New York Mayor Giuliani is the answer. What do you think? Or Donald Trump even. 800-510-8255. I know some of you say, he's just an Eastern liberal. No, I understand how elections are won, and you don't win them with anybody. Possibly Romney, but the rest of the candidates, as much as I like Ron Paul and would like to see him run, there's a chance he might be able to pull it off. But the other people are not electable in any circumstance, even though, yes, as they mentioned, the president's approval rating is at an all-time low. Rick Perry surging, according to the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. This is the worst summer of the three since he's been in the presidency. And the numbers just are not there. But the Republicans could hand him his election. Those of you who are so strident, you got to have a conservative. What does that mean? You got to have somebody who wins. You'd rather have Obama for another 4 years? You realize what this country's going to look like if that guy's president 4 years from now? Oy. 800-510-8255. It's 13 past the hour on the countdown.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
There are people who seem to be dissatisfied with candidates on both sides, and they say maybe it is a time for an independent. Is there any possibility that you would consider this?
No.
Well, that was
the longest answer.
I have a great job. I look forward to going in every day. Last night, because of something I had to do up until 2 in the morning, I got 4 hours sleep. But I seriously, I have the most wonderful job in government today. New York is doing well. I love this city. Its diversity and its openness and its opportunity for everyone. And I feel very, what I do think, incidentally, is no matter what your political persuasion is, we have to get behind President Obama and solve the problems today and let the election play out a year from now. This country cannot go another year where everybody's trying to keep things from working. We have to help each other.
A lot to what he says there, Mayor Bloomberg, saying he's not running for the president. Well, we continue on the presidential race focus. Here's host Dave Weiser talking to Jim Krasula from CBS about all the candidates in the forum in South Carolina Monday.
Were they mostly going after President Obama, or were they taking little swipes at each other?
No, basically President Obama, and also, they played up obviously into the hands and hearts of the Tea Partiers at this event, the invitation-only event for the people who attended, and, talked a lot about abortion, about government being way too big. Each of the five candidates, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, Herman Cain, vowed if elected president, they would immediately repeal the health care reform.
And Michelle Bachmann went as far as to say that she would like to get rid of the Department of Education, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Each of the candidates asked about where they would cut government, what they would eliminate. And Ron Paul quipped. He said, why don't we start with what I would keep? That's a much shorter list. But again, that's one of the mantras, obviously, of the Tea Party, excessive government. And each of the candidates very much played up their views about cutting back on government.
Jim, I'm curious how Mitt Romney handled health care because, he had the universal health care in Massachusetts, and it sounds a lot like the proposal that President Obama got through.
Yeah, Dave, he was asked about that, and basically he talked about the fact that it affected only about 10% of the people in the Bay State up there, as opposed to the health care reform the president got through Congress that affects everybody, basically. He tried to delineate the differences and explain the differences between what he did in Massachusetts as governor and what the president did in Washington. Why here in South Carolina this forum? Some of your listeners might be wondering, merely because, Dave, South Carolina holds the first voting in the South. The first primary come next winter will be here in South Carolina.
And finally, Sarah Palin. Nowhere to be seen in this, but was campaigning in New Hampshire. Is that still the buzz? Was there some discussion about that, or people talking about that at that rally?
No, quite honestly, I didn't even hear her name mentioned.
Guy sounds like Regis Philbin. All right, here's host Wayne Cabot with Maggie Haberman from Politico.com about the shakeup at Bachmann's campaign.
Who is leaving the Bachmann campaign, and is it a sign of trouble?
Well, the person who is leaving officially is the deputy campaign manager, David Polianski. The person who is staying in a reduced role is Ed Rollins, who is a veteran Reagan man, longtime strategist, very, very well known. He's moving into a senior advisory role. He told me that it was because of health issues and the rigors of the campaign, that this was not a sudden decision. But obviously, it never signals a good sign about a campaign when there are changes of the guard at such a critical stage.
She's been criticized for a couple of statements that she made, one promising gas would return to under $2 a gallon. She also made some comments about the hurricane and the earthquake and saying it may have been a sign from God.
All right. So I think we've pretty much heard all these stories before, three or four times about Bachmann. Let's focus next on jobs here on the countdown. President is having a big job speech during session of Congress. Certainly a lot of criticism is expected because it's politics. But what's the substance? We'll figure it out in a moment here on the countdown.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We got to keep an eye on the battle that we face, a war on workers. And you see it everywhere. It is the Tea Party. And you know, there's only one way to beat and win that war. The one thing about working people is we like a good fight. And you know what? They got a war. They got a war with us. And there's only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. We're going to win that war. President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take these son of a b****s out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much.
That's Jimmy Hoffa. He's the problem. Rhetoric like that certainly is the problem in our country. From my point of view, anyway, what an embarrassment. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Frank Beckman, who is actually talking in an interview to Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa.
The president addressed the crowd. There was a lot of excitement from the members of organized labor who were on hand, and you really fired them up with the remarks. And it's getting a lot of pushback across the country now today. I wonder, on reflection, whether you wish you hadn't said it. What are your thoughts about it?
I'm giving vent to the frustration people have about the war on workers. I don't take back anything I said. I think that people should be saying more. More people have called up and said, I'm glad you said it. We've got to start fighting back on this war on workers. The Tea Party has declared war on organized labor, working families, and the answer is somebody's got to fight back. And, you know, I'm not in a popularity contest. I'm out here to represent my members.
Jimmy, the Tea Partiers, are they the SOBs you were referring to?
The Tea Party are the ones that declared war on organized labor. They're the ones that introduced right to work in 14 states, which we beat back every one of them. They're the ones that declared war and went after workers in Wisconsin and Ohio and took away their collective bargaining rights. So, you know, there is a war on workers, and those are the people I'm talking about. And if you play the whole tape, you realize what I said was we all have a vote in this crowd. There was like 50,000 people there. And if we don't get this country back the way it should be, where we're talking about better lives for Americans, keeping jobs here, we aren't going to have an America. And I said, if we can't, if they can't get this through the Congress with the president, we have an election in November. Let's all vote, vote, vote.
So when you say let's take these SOBs out, you meant
at the ballot, read the, I don't know if you, you must have the tape there, just play it. It said that there is an election coming up. Everybody here has a vote. I don't think a vote is violence, do you?
There's Jimmy Hoffa. Here's John Scott talking to former Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas about what she thinks the president needs to say in that job speech.
Senator Lincoln, you were on the Finance Committee, the Commerce Committee as well. I mean, you know about business and how it works in this country. What should the president say? What do you expect him to say?
Well, I'm not sure what he'll say, but I hope he'll reach out to others. I think one of the best things he can do is find common ground. I think what most people find discontent with in Washington is the fact that everybody's pointing fingers at somebody else as being the problem. What we need to start looking for is the common ground and the way we solve these problems. And I think that hopefully the president will. I think he'll reach out and look for opportunities where there can be common ground. But there's no doubt that you know, we can't solve these problems. No one individual, whether it's the president, the speaker, the majority leader, any of them, they cannot solve these problems by themselves.
Well,
you
talk about one individual. You hail from Arkansas, where a guy named Sam Walton took his little five and dime store and built it into one of the world's largest corporations, Walmart. Could he do that today in this regulatory environment?
Well, you bring up a great point, and one of the best things that any of them can do, I think, is to really focus on how we empower business, and more importantly, small businesses, to be able to be successful and grow jobs. There is no doubt that small businesses in this country are the number one job producer. Over 60% of the net new jobs annually created in this country are created by small businesses. And I'm leading an effort, a coalition with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, to really focus on how we empower small businesses to do that.
You get rid of the government. That's what you do. Get rid of them in your face. It doesn't take a committee. 28 past the hour.
Millions of Americans live with chronic pain, which can take a toll if you're a parent helping kids with back-to-school activities or planning for the upcoming busy holiday season. September is Pain Awareness Month, a good time to discuss chronic pain conditions like fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia expert and sufferer Dr. David Harden has more.
I've had fibromyalgia for more than 20 years. It affects 6 to 12 million Americans and is characterized by chronic widespread pain and tenderness as well as decreased physical function. An early and accurate diagnosis by your health care provider can lead to better management of the condition. Lifestyle changes such as eating a healthy and balanced diet and getting moderate exercise are part of an overall treatment plan for fibromyalgia. Your health care provider may also prescribe an FDA-approved treatment as an option. Talk to your health care provider if you think you have fibromyalgia.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories Incorporated.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on your first purchase of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's a great way to turn those fall plans into finished projects. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with any other credit offer or discount. See store for details.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TrendsEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TrendsEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TrendsEquityResearch.com today. TrendsEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Apologies for the sound of my voice. This is the continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. There's nothing wrong with me except that I cannot speak particularly. Some of you think I can't speak well at all. It has not to do with what's in my head. It has to do with what's in my throat, apparently. Meanwhile, we march ahead with this week being the celebration, or if you will, I don't think that's the right word. Some people are using it. The commemoration of the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, there is much attention, and some of it's on the right side of understanding this, and some of it isn't. I happen to believe in presenting both sides of an issue or a story, so that's why we start with Piers Morgan, who talked on his program to Frank Rich from the New Yorker magazine. Rich thinks things are worse now, 10 years after.
The war on terror is now 10 years in. What's your assessment of where the spoils of victory and defeat have worked themselves out?
Well, a few good things can be said. The end of Osama bin Laden, for instance, and to some extent, although we don't know to what extent, after all these years, and in my view, one unnecessary war in Iraq, the scattering of al-Qaeda. But basically, in almost every conceivable way, America is worse off. And the tragedy is that at the time Bush gave that speech, country was really united. America was really united behind him. People were devastated by this attack on American soil, and they rallied around the president, a very new green president who had won in a very contentious election. And then it was all squandered. And one of the points I make in my piece for the 9/11 anniversary issue of New York Magazine is, of all the things that Bush did after 9/11 that defrayed that goodwill, the worst may have been not calling for any sacrifice, any shared sacrifice. He told people to go to Disney World, go shopping. There were no new taxes. And I feel this anti-government cancer that's loose in America today comes from that moment. He said, basically, you can fight two wars and not pay for them. And if you don't pay taxes for two wars, then why pay taxes for anything in the common good? And that's the kind of ideology that's now at loose and is paralyzing this country.
obviously, Dick Cheney's memoirs out now. We've had Donald Rumsfeld's and indeed George W. Bush's. And I've read two of those. What is interesting is there's a marked lack of contrition, I would say, about the decisions that were taken. Do you believe, as George Bush clearly believes, that history will judge him more fairly, that when you see the Arab Spring uprisings, for example, this is all an extension of what went on in Iraq and so on? Do you subscribe to any of that theory?
Not really, but of course we don't really know. I think that we could have, if there was to be an Arab Spring, it could have happened by keeping the focus on the Taliban in Afghanistan instead of losing that focus and moving on to Iraq. And we don't know how the Arab Spring, even in Libya, is going to turn out, or in Egypt. So it's too early to say. What I do know is America is worse off in most ways. And the country has been bankrupted by these tax cuts and not paying for the wars, by the prescription drug benefit. This economy was left in a complete mess when the new president came in. Most of the problems we have today go back to that decade. And frankly, if you know, 1,000 flowers bloom in the Middle East, that'll be a wonderful achievement for Bush Cheney. But even if that happens, I'm not sure 1,000 flowers are going to bloom in America, and that's a whole other problem.
Frank Rich from New York Magazine, I think he said many things there that are pretty cogent. What about you? Makes a lot of sense the way he told the story. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Over on CBS, Alexis Christoforos talks with Cantor Fitzgerald, with the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, Howard Lutnick, about the amazing comeback his company has made since they lost so many in the Twin Towers on September 11th.
658 Cantor employees died on 9/11, trapped above the fire in the North Tower at the World Trade Center. CEO Howard Lutnick survived because he was taking his son to kindergarten, but he lost his brother Gary and his best friend, and he became the public face of Cantor's tragedy.
My brother's on the 103rd floor. There is no 103rd floor. Yeah.
Today, Lutnick is back on his feet, composed and driven. He's rebuilt Cantor, and like other Wall Street firms that lost employees, the company has helped victims' families, giving away $180 million.
The most important thing in my life was how big a number I could get to. How much could I be a part of their lives and make a difference?
Cantor relocated to Midtown Manhattan, rebuilding its headquarters on the lower floors. The company is now twice as profitable as it was a decade ago.
Offer me 1.8 tens.
And the New York offices have grown from just 150 people after the attacks to nearly 1,500. Some are children of Cantor employees who were killed in the attacks.
The fact that they'd be willing to go work for the firm where their dad was killed, it is the greatest honor we could have, and it's my pleasure.
Lutnick remains a fierce businessman, but at certain moments, he struggles.
It's truly amazing.
He describes himself as heartbroken, but says he finds comfort in family, both his own and the extended family at Cantor Fitzgerald.
An interesting story, eh? Lots of those stories you'll be hearing over the course of the week. From NBC, Chris Matthews talking to Kenny Speck, a first responder, about the health issues many in the New York City Fire Department are having.
You're a member of the New York Fire Department, is that correct, sir?
That's correct, Chris, yes.
Tell me about what physically happened to you as a result of 9/11.
I was diagnosed with cancer in May of 2007, operated on in November of 2007, and continued medical problems, Chris. It's terrible and tragic what's going on within the membership of the New York City Fire Department. The past 10 years have been absolutely horrible. The past 3 years specifically have been terrible. It's absolutely decimated the ranks of the New York City Fire Department.
You know, physically, or rather visually, we're looking right now at the scenes after the horror of September 11th, and we're looking at what looks to be the air quality. What was in the air? What caused the cancer?
Chris, I have to be honest with you. I'm a New York City firefighter, not a biochemist. I'm still waiting for those in the know to come out and admit to us what exactly was in the air. 10 years later, we're still doing medical studies. We're still having a problem. We're pushing that rock uphill. Chris, from a New York City firefighter to anybody out there who wants to come out and be clear and honest and truthful with us about what occurred down there 10 years ago, I'm ready, willing, and open, along with the other members of the New York City Fire Department, to hear finally, after 10 years, what exactly was down there, what caused the illnesses, and what do we have to look forward to from this point forward.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is Vietnam and Agent Orange.
You know what, Chris? You're 100% right. We saw how the chemicals that were made, and you take the leaves off the trees and the soldiers underneath receiving these chemicals from the air, how they got sick and how they fought for 40 and 50 years after the Vietnam War, and how they were told that what they were exposed to didn't cause their cancers. Well, it's the same exact thing here within the New York City Fire Department and the uniformed first responder community. You hit the nail on the head. We ask ourselves every day if this is our Agent Orange. We ask ourselves every day if we have to wait another 30 years until we hear the truth. I hope we don't. I hope the nation has changed. I hope the way of thinking has changed. I hope that those people who know exactly what went on down there and what we were exposed to come out and let us know right now what it is, like I said earlier, we have to look forward to. We're all men. We just want to know where it is we're headed and what it is we have to look forward to, because coming from where I'm coming from, Chris, and within the New York City Fire Department, I'm telling you right now, it's pretty dim days ahead. It's already been dark behind us, and it doesn't look good going from this point forward.
What an interesting and compelling conversation. Fire Department member Kenny Speck talking to Chris Matthews. Here's Mayor Bloomberg, who was on The View yesterday, answering some questions about not inviting first responders to the ceremony this week.
The first responders were not invited to this Sunday's event, and they're upset about it because a lot of elected officials are going, and they're not.
Well, very few elected officials that are going to go. Congress did us a favor and only allowed those from New York and New Jersey, I think, and Connecticut to come up. But the bottom line is we only have so much room, and the first day is for the families of those who died. President Bush and the two governors of New York and New Jersey and Mayor Giuliani, they who were there on 9/11 are going to speak, as the current president and the current governor of New Jersey and New York and the current mayor. And we have short things that totally non-political, things that talk about sacrifice, things that talk about how great America is. Each one lasts 20 seconds or 30 seconds, something like that. And then we will read the names of everybody. And then the families will be allowed to go on the memorial, touch the names of their loved ones that they lost. And then day two, everybody else, and we will have a ceremony for the first responders, but you just can't have everybody. There are fire laws as to how many people you can have on the plaza at one time. Families come first for this, and then afterwards, it is for the public, it is for people that want to educate their kids, and remember, there's a lot of economic development around this, because the two things that really come out of this is, one, the terrorists tried to take away our freedoms and they failed, and number two, New York is back. Today, this city, downtown in particular, is stronger than it's ever been before. We have double the number of people living downtown that did on 9/11. We have 19 new hotels and new parks and schools and everything. Today, there's baby carriages and supermarkets on Wall Street, and it used to be closed at 6 o'clock at night.
There's Mayor Bloomberg. The focus on 9/11, the 10th anniversary, continues here on The Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. no injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
This is Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about traffic jams and the lessons it shows you for life. All right, let's assume for a moment you're in a traffic jam. You know where your destination is. You know what lies there for you when you get there, and you want to be there. It could be work, it could be pleasure, it could be play. But you have these obstacles in front of you. You become a victim. You can't get around it. All of a sudden, you get angry. You perspire. The anxiety is there. Why is it happening to me? Now, how often do you turn around and go back home, go back into bed, into a little cocoon, and say, I quit and I give up? You never do that. But in life, you do. In life, when you have a destination and there are obstacles that are put in front of you, how many of us turn around and stop? We should not do that. We should always look at it and say, hey, I wouldn't give up in a traffic jam. I am not going to give up in life. I am going to pursue. I am going to continue to move. I'm going to get to that destination. I'm going to enjoy that destination. And I might even find a shortcut around it. And once I'm there, I'm going to be so happy I did the journey. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on Beneful dog food and 31-pound bags and get 2 free tubs of Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. And save $5 on Pro Plan dog food and 35-pound bags and get 2 cans free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals from Beneful, Pro Plan, and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th with your Pet Perks card and in-store coupon.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
From our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, host Melanie Armstrong and Peter MacArthur talked to Max McManus, who's biking across America to raise money for the 9/11 Foundation.
Tell us about the foundation you're raising money for, Max.
The 9/11 Foundation was founded in 2001 on behalf of the people that lost their lives and to create financial assistance to the families. And since then, it has become part of the Wounded Warriors Project. So now, 10 years later, a lot of the financial aid goes to help the Wounded Warriors that are fighting to protect our freedom so we hopefully never have another 9/11 attack.
Max, what kicked you into gear on this project exactly?
I wanted to do something that I thought was patriotic and was in memory of the 10-year anniversary of those attacks on 9/11 and somehow increase the awareness to not take granted the freedom and the privileges that we have in this country. So I thought, you know, with my fitness background in cycling and triathlons, I would attempt to connect the whole United States in one continuous route and add ground zero on 9/11 and do it all 50 states in 50 days.
Did 9/11 affect you deeply?
Yeah, I mean, it was intense, you know, but obviously it's very disturbing for everybody. But maybe because I grew up as a dependent of an Air Force pilot and lived in many countries, I definitely have a real kind of a patriotic passion to this country. And so those attacks and the way the people lost their lives, you know, with such a coward act, not in a wartime and not provoked, was really disturbing. It definitely got me.
Max, I know for me, looking back, the visual that sticks in my mind is watching coverage after the fact, and it was reporters doing a stand-up down by Ground Zero and people standing behind them with pictures of the loved ones they couldn't find. And I'll never forget that. Is there a moment or a visual that sticks out in your mind, or is it more of just a complete remembrance of what happened that day?
I think if I replayed in my head, which I've been on my bike now almost 500 hours, the thing that is like really intense to me are the 343 firemen that lost their lives because they were going to try to rescue and protect other lives. So they didn't even have to be in the towers.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We now move on to the situation in the post office, which is one of the more ridiculous sagas in our country. Immediately following the announcement they were $5.5 billion in the hole, people said, okay, let's put it up for bid, see who will buy it. But we can't do that. We have all these government, quasi-government employees. Here's Bill Handel talking about the problems at the post office and what they're proposing to do to keep it alive.
The demise of the U.S. Postal Service is upon us. Now, we've heard the demise is upon us many times in government. It sort of hangs on, but it's a little more serious here with the Postal Service. It has been around living on the financial edge, that is, going south, for a long time, but it's never been this close to going over the edge. The agency is so low on cash. Remember, the post office is not part of the general fund of the United States. It's a different department, and it has to make its own money, or in this case, has to lose its own money. But it's so low on cash, it's not going to be able to make a $5.5 billion payment due this month. And as a result of that, they're talking about shutting it down entirely this window unless Congress takes emergency action to stabilize its finances, and that means loaning the post office $5.5 billion for this month's payment. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said, quote, "Our situation is extremely serious. If Congress does not act, we will default." So in recent weeks, what Donahoe's been doing is pushing some cost-cutting measures to somehow erase the agency's deficit which is going to reach $9.2 billion this year. That's a chunk. And the things he is asking for and suggesting, and some of this has been on the table for a very long time, eliminating Saturday mail delivery, for example. I've been hearing that for years. Closing up 3,700 postal locations, most of those losing, well, they all lose money in the sense that it costs the post office money, but some, because of so much mail going through, either technically pay for themselves, or they actually do pay themselves, considering the number of first-class envelopes that go through, and that's the magic. They make all their money on first-class, not on that third-class crap. So they're talking about closing up 3,700 of these locations and laying off 120,000 workers. Think that's going to help the employment figure? That's nearly one-fifth of the post office.
All right, here's host Mandy Cannell talking to a producer about the state of the post office.
Talking about the Postal Service, an article appeared in the New York Times over the weekend about the Postal Service is in a, it's an extremely dire situation. Their cash is so low, they're not going to be able to make a $5.5 billion payment designed to fund the health care of their retirees. So that's not exactly the worst part of it, though. If they don't make that, that's not the, you know, that's bad, but it's not horrible. But even if they don't make it, by the middle of winter, there's a good chance sometime next year, now I wouldn't say the middle of winter, I'll say spring, you know, summer sometimes, they will not have the money to make their employee payroll. They will not have the money to put gas in their trucks. And this, an industry that has a monopoly on first-class mail delivery, a government-sanctioned monopoly on first-class mail delivery. You have to wonder. I mean, I wonder these things. You have to wonder if that law did not exist, giving the post office a monopoly on mail delivery, do you think that UPS and FedEx or some other company would have stepped up and come up with something that could work for people? Think about it like this. If you could mail something for 10 cents, but you knew that it was only going to be delivered on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, would you do it? I would. Because when do you really mail anymore? Brian, you're 26 years old. I think I can make the argument that you are a perfect example of why the Postal Service is going the way of the dodo bird. How many bills do you mail out every month?
I think one.
One.
One consistently.
And
yeah.
Why do you mail that out?
I couldn't figure out how to do it online. If
Thank
I could
you
do
very
it online,
much.
I would.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So we are moving to a society where traditionally, what do you get in the mail? You get junk mail, which nobody cares about. Do you even read the junk mail that you get?
No.
You just throw it away right in the garbage can right there.
Yes.
Yes. Junk mail that goes right in the garbage. You get bills, and you get greeting cards. Now, there's a lot of people, and this is not a knock, by the way. If you still prefer to get your bill in paper fashion and mail it back out, I have no issue with that. I really don't. But that is slowly going away. And as the younger generations who are used to this, who have been brought up with electronic bill pay, they have no interest in doing that. So I hate to say it, as you mail clingers start to die, and unless you know something I don't know, eventually we will all go this way, so will the Postal Service.
All right, there it is, a wrap on today's issues that are on the top of the heap when it comes to conversation in the world of talk radio.